I'm David Attenborough, and here we see, for the first time in its natural habitat, the wild culture myiads. See how it buries itself in its own feces. You may be startled, but the wild culture myiads does this 6 times a year as part of its mating cycle. Many natural scientists have commented how ugly the culture myiads species is. I've seen many a photograph, but nothing compares to the real thing. Looking at it now, I must agree that, fuck me, it's a revolting sight to the eye. Oh, and look, here comes more, rustling out of the bushes. There are now 13 members of this culture myiads flock. This is truly remarkable. It may be the first time that any human being has seen a culture myiads gathering of this magnitude. I know the timing is inappropriate, but I'm going to tweet this. Yes, they'll love that. Oh, and I can't believe it. The herd are now pulling out violins and cellos from their skin flaps to perform their ritual song. I may climax.
Music.
How do you guys create a song?
Film.
I love Wedding Crashers. I've seen it 3 times.
Opinion.
I'm an extremely loving, passionate man.
And other things. It's Culture My Arts.
Your latest culture headlines. Escalator installation confirmed for Machu Picchu. That's in the Peruvian Express. Steven Seagal lists his goatee on eBay. The highest bid right now is £1.27. And finally, The Sun released their annual Page 3 Extended Edition. There's no stories in it. It's just 80 tabloid pages of tits. Pointless, but at least they can't lie. Those are your culture headlines. I'm Frank Sod. This is Culture My Arts, a radio nature preserve for arts and culture. Well, to open the show, we should be getting a history segment from John Gough about... Producer, there's no note on this recording. What the hell has he sent us?
We don't know. He didn't label the cassette.
This show is all digitally produced. But cassette does add a nice layer of authenticity, doesn't it? Right, well, I've got some death threats to get through, so if it fills a few minutes, play the damn thing.
Hello, I'm John Gough, and today I haven't got an ancient tale to reminisce over, mainly because I was banned from my local library after asking people in the history section if they'd like to hear about my crack in time segments that I do on this radio show. So, today, I'm going to have a day off. I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be ever so large. At 8 a.m, I do my morning potty while simultaneously eating my breakfast. This morning, it's prunes. I can be on the pan for up to 30 minutes, so sometimes I like to play some word association with myself. Okay. I'll say something, John, and you think of the first thing that comes into your head. I'll start, John. Okay, John. Graffiti, vandals, scumbags, poppycocks, Hadron Collider. John! There's no way Hadron Collider was the first thing you thought of! Yes, it was John. Oh, Phoebe, I'm not playing with you anymore. Oh, it appears I'm out of paper. It's 9 a.m. I do some Pilates and aerobic exercises in my front garden and watch as the morning traffic builds up outside my house. After I've finished my workout, I go back inside and put some pants on. Naked Pilates is ever so liberating. Thank you! At 9:30 a.m., I sabotage competitors to culture my arts by ringing up popular radio stations and being a nuisance. Today, it's LBC.
This is Mick Bentley on LBC. Next caller, we can go to a Mr. John Gough. What do you think about the bedroom tax, John?
Well, Mick, I think personally they should double tax your bedroom because of all the monsters under your bed, and the demons in your closet, and the ghouls in your bedside cabinet, the spirits in your slippers, and the photographs of your mother.
Sorry, John. What are you talking about?
I know it's ever so childish, but I do have a fantastic time. At 10 a.m, I go to the bus stop outside the bingo hall and search for potential interviewees for radio content. Excuse me, madam, do you have a crack?
Pardon me? You cheeky bugger.
Not a crack, madam. A crack in time. It's a radio segment about history.
Please leave me alone. I just want to get on the bus.
What about you, sir? Could I acquire your crack?
Yeah, it's £40 a gram.
No, not crack. A crack in time. Are you sure in a previous life you weren't a barber who slipped and accidentally popularized the mullet?
Right, get out of my face or I'll cut you.
Don't hurt me. I've got an ex-wife. At 12 p.m, I'll usually stand outside my ex-wife's house and beg for her back. Janine!
John! You shouldn't be in this part of town. You're on attack.
Please, Janine, take me back. I promise I'll learn to use a knife and fork.
For crying out loud, it's been 6 years. I've got a new fella now.
Janine, please. I wrote you a poem. Oh, Janine, don't you think it's so obscene that your kids haven't seen their biological father since 2015.
John, don't you have a radio show to do?
No, it's my day off. We can go on a date, Janine, just like the old days. Remember when I took you to see the singer Phil Collins?
No, John, you took me to see Bill Collins, and he wasn't a singer. He was my chiropractor.
But I still came with you. It was romantic, was it not?
Please leave the property or I'll call the police.
Janine, please. At least give me back the Dolce Gusto.
No! And don't try to post your toenails again.
Oh. At 3 p.m, I go on an archaeological dig in pursuit of potential material for the radio. I'll be honest though, these excavation sites are rubbish. Every time I come here to dig, all I find is corpses. At 5 p.m, after getting all mucky whilst digging, I go back home for an Earl Grey and a shower. In the shower, I wash my neck, my back, my body, and my crack.
Right, I think we get the picture. Siri, ring John Guff.
Calling John Guff.
Oh, hello?
John, have you been sleeping?
Did you not listen to my segment fully? I hibernate in my kitchen cupboard from 6 p.m. Right between the pot noodles and the Quaker oats.
Funnily enough, John, I didn't listen to the whole thing. You know why? Because nobody said you could have a day off.
I'm very sorry. I promise I'll have some proper content next time.
There won't be a next time. You're fired.
Please, no. This radio show is all I have. I'm nothing without my crack. In time.
Forget it, John. The decision is final.
Oh, God. How could my life get any worse?
Listen. John?
Yes?
I'm sleeping with your ex-wife.
Oh!
That was fun. This is Culture My Arts. Now, I'm sure everyone has heard of Brian the Goose. Long-time listeners of the show will remember when he was interviewed by now-sacked presenter John Guff. Of course, his recent string of despicable crimes are now common knowledge, as evidenced by this short documentary trailer. Trailer.
Now on Shitflix, another true crime documentary. This time about the infamous Brian the Goose. Learn how the disgraced former MP and Goose spiralled into a life of lawbreaking, with traumatic eyewitness accounts from his many victims.
Yeah, at first, he came into the shop and paid for his petrol. I was a little bit confused that a goose was getting petrol, but, you know, he did pay in exact change. So, I didn't question it. I put the money in the till, and when I looked up, he had a gun to my head.
How was he holding the gun? Brian the Goose has webbed feet!
He was hovering above the counter, and he had one of those novelty Hulk smash gloves on, so he could clutch the gun. And, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time. But also, what did he do next?
Well, he did a loud honk in my face just before going to the bread aisle and loading all the stock into the back of his Land Rover. Hovis, Warburton's, Kingsmill, every single loaf. He dragged them out one by one. He was only small. And he was using his wee beak.
That must have taken some time.
45 minutes. It was the scariest 45 minutes of my life. But I'm one of the lucky ones.
Brian the Goose didn't just have a taste for bread. He had a taste for human blood.
It's the BBC News at 10. Our top story tonight. After a string of 18 murders in the Berwick-upon-Tweed area, Northumbria police have released a shocking statement saying they believe the killings are not only connected, but the work of a single person. The perpetrator has yet to be identified by authorities, but after examining CCTV from each crime scene, the police have issued a warning to the general public to stay away from anyone matching this description of the suspect, who is said to be 2 foot tall, have thin legs, flat feet, a pale chubby midriff, long curled neck, beady eyes, and a tapered orange mouth. Police can also say the killer can often be seen wearing an eye patch, smoking a cigarette, and wearing platform Doc Martens.
After a murderous killstreak, Brian would send the law on a wild goose chase.
Officers are currently working hard to track down Brian the Goose, who we believe is in the local area.
How do you know?
We've heard rampant honking and quacking by a nearby lake.
That could be any goose.
No. Witnesses say the quacking was quite deep around the frequency of 1,000 hertz. We can confirm this is the honk of Brian the Goose on account of his smoking problem. Police are urging everyone to remain calm. We will catch that goose.
But even when Brian the Goose was finally brought into custody and questioned, police couldn't get him to crack, or should I say, quack.
Interrogation room 6. Suspect, Brian the Goose. Tell us where you were on April 29th. You were spotted wearing a balaclava with a knife gaffer taped to your wing. Not just one person, several people. We've got your prints at the scene of the crime. Don't play with me, Brian. Is this or is this not your stool sample we found in the mouth of the victim?
Oh, why won't this goose break?
Watch the 68-part documentary about the infamous serial killer who went from eating loaves to serving life.
I hereby sentence one Brian the Goose to life in prison.
Brian the Goose, The Murders, exclusive to Shitflix.
Spine-chilling. It's Culture My Art, the radio show which paints a picture with roughly 5,000 words, give or take. A man who never gives and always takes is well-to-do royal Prince Gilbert, who this week finds himself short a penny or two. I wonder what he'll do. I don't need to. I'm playing the clip now.
My name is Prince Gilbert. I've just hopped off a plane and realised I've accidentally left my wallet in my yacht in Monaco. The bank can't get me a new credit card until tomorrow. So that means excluding my assets, heritage, and offshore savings account, I have absolutely no British sterling to my name. I hate to say it, but it looks like I'm working class. Sir, where am I? This is an emergency. I'm broke.
Luton Airport.
Oh, God, no! Benefits. It's essentially free pocket money from the taxpayer. So, when you think about it, the Queen's on benefits too. Millions of plebs up and down the country use the benefits system when times are tough. So, I'm off to the job centre to see if they can help a prince down on his luck. I'm at the job centre with Stephanie, who is responsible for approving benefits applications. I'm here to inquire whether I may be eligible to benefit from some government benefits. Good day, step on me. I'm Prince Gilbert.
Is Prince Gilbert what you're actually called?
Well, most peasants just call me Your Greatness. But considering my current predicament, sir, we'll have to do for now.
What's your full name?
It's Prince. P R I C E Oliver Stanley Billiards Reginald Percy Dinkley Gilbert.
And have you ever had a job before?
Yes, I once had to shake hands with villagers who ate insects.
How many hours was that?
It took 2 hours. Oh God, it was ghastly.
Anything else?
Oh, yes, I do some radio work for a show called Culture My Arts. Have you heard of it?
Is it quite crass and uninventive?
Ah, yes, that's the one. It's just cash in hand, and by cash, I mean mostly chocolate coins.
Hold on a second. You're that Prince Gilbert, the character that's meant to satirise the classist attitudes of sneering, privileged aristocrats. You don't need benefits at all. You're in line for the throne.
Only 42nd in line for the throne. And that's if Princess Anne has a fool at Zipworld.
Get out of my office. You're not entitled to anything.
But I identify as working class. I've started using Cockney slang. Developed a taste for jellied eels. I couldn't even afford a chauffeur to carry me to the top floor of this fratty building. I had to use the apples and pears. Oh, God. See, I did it then. Please, am I not entitled to anything?
At a push, you could be eligible for child tax credit. But for that, you need a child.
A child? Give me 5 minutes, madam.
I'll be right back.
Love, I mean, madam, can we wed this instance? I need your child.
Get away from me and my baby.
But it shall become the heir to the throne.
Do you think I'm stupid? Jog on, you freak.
Are you right, geezer?
I mean, sir, do you have any children for sale at this fine market stall? I can give you the money afterwards, I swear it.
Oi, Dave, do we have any children for sale?
Oh, no, mate, don't think so.
Are you sure it's a child you want, mate? We got your bananas for a pan. Pan your grapes, two punnets for £2. That's a pan each.
I need a child, not fruit.
Oh, we got loads of veg as well, mate. Carrots a pound per pound. We got your sprouts a pan. Potatoes, two bags for £2. That's a pan each. Tell you what, mate. Give me a pan. I'll give you a pound back. And I'll do you a deal. Two aubergine for a pan.
You there, small suited child. Please, help. I need you for a benefits claim.
Benefits claim? Oh, no, I don't think so. That's not my particular line of work, I'm afraid.
You don't understand. I've been walking these streets for what feels like forever. My feet are stinging in these loafers. And I'm destitute beyond belief.
You got no money?
Not a farthing.
I suppose you want some place to sleep tonight, eh?
Oh, yes. Do you know of anywhere? Is it 4 stars minimum?
As it so happens, I know a respectable old gentleman. He'll give you lodgings for nothing.
Oh, wonderful. Is he more respectable than Charles?
Too right. And he won't ask no questions if you're with me. I'm a particular favourite of his. But if you want to come along, I'd better know who you are.
What's it to you? I'm Gilbert. I mean Prince Gilbert.
Pleased to meet you. I'm the Artful Dodger.
Are you sure the old gentleman won't mind me staying?
Mind?
Consider yourself bankrupt.
Bankrupt.
Consider yourself part of the peasantry.
Peasantry.
There's no change round there, but rich get richer every year.
Rich.
Consider yourself well broke.
Broke.
Consider yourself one of the penniless.
Penniless.
If you were born piss poor.
Piss poor.
Don't think you're getting any more. If you find yourself absent of the affluence, you know the government won't help. Better infiltrate a fancy gentry family. Where there's power, you'll find wealth.
Gilbert!
Consider yourself dead skin. Consider yourself wretched. We know they don't like us. Consider yourself proper fucked.
Oh, Dodger, this brush with poverty has taught me a great deal. There's plenty of money amongst the prosperous elite. Trust me, I've seen it. It's just not finding its way to the common man. Like you and I.
You can say that again, Gilbert.
Gilbert, we've been looking all over for you.
Your father and I have been worried sick. Your plane landed over an hour ago.
Mummy, Daddy, Oh, thank heavens you're here.
Who is that sickly-looking child doing a music number? Go get a job, boy.
Gilbert, darling. Hop in the Mercedes, quick, quick. We've got an afternoon tea with the Bonham Carters in Mayfair.
Ooh, that sounds divine.
But Gilbert, what about the plight of the common man? What about you and me?
Oh, fuck off, Dodger. I'm off for a scone. Coming, Mummy.
Dodger, my dear. Despite your best efforts to communicate the financial boundaries facing the humble man, it seems the super rich will never quite be able to empathise with the struggles of those underprivileged.
Oh, piss off, Fagin.
Cheerio, Bucky Beckswoon. I don't know somehow I miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, not the why. And when we're in the distance, you'll hear this distant cheer. So long.
Culture, my arts.
Probably come after this, yeah? Cheeky few pints. Yeah. Thick, viscous blood has started to drip down my ear. That can only mean one thing. We're ready to go live to reporter Eleanor Thorne, who is standing by a fascist rally. In this country? Golly, how did that happen?
Yes, Frank. My nostrils are currently recoiling as 20,000 people have gathered here at Westminster to collectively let one rip and release the muggy stench of fascism in the air. This rally has been organised by FFS, otherwise known as the Fascist Forever Society, the leader of which has hoodwinked a new generation of backward-brained boobs. Yes, unfortunately, Frank, it seems that illiterate ignoramuses have a brand new git, which they can quote with poor grammar in comment sections on Facebook. We're expecting him to arrive on stage any moment now, leaving us with one vital question. How will this next icon of hate groom their moustache? Well, it looks like we're about to find out. The FFS leader is making his way to the podium as I speak, cheered on by a horde of manic wazzocks, all of whom, before this moment, wouldn't stop going on about how you could leave your door open in the 80s. The leader's lips are pressed against the microphone. Everyone is hanging on the first words with which he'll use to address the crowd. Yes, the new spearhead of fascism is that pug that did that salute one time. The speech was short and sweet. By Jove, that's one of the most racist woofs I've ever heard. Back to you, Frank.
Naughty dog. If only we could make it disappear. Well, look no further than our next presenter, Madam Moonshine. A professional shrink and street magician. Hear it.
Apart from those people flogging home insurance, I'm the last person you'll want to see on the high street. That's because I do magic that blows off people's socks, minds, and other particulars. I'm here in the impressionable town centre of Aldershot, where the people are already prone to believing in miracles, such as the fallacy that they'll one day live somewhere other than Aldershot. I'm Madam Moonshine, and do you hear that? It's the other side. It leads me onwards. Let us linger around boots. I'm here with...
Craig.
Excellent, amazing. So, Craig, how do you feel about a simple card trick, yes? You know cards?
Yes, I'm familiar with cards.
Rectangular, made of pulp, good for cocaine?
Well, I've got my small daughter with me, so...
Excellent. You go halves on coke. So, before I do this trick, I need you to sign a waiver so it's okay for me to embarrass you for this program. Do you understand, Craig? Will you sign a waiver, Craig?
Okay then, yeah.
Divine. Now, the Spectres told me you've had a deeply traumatic past, like everyone in Aldershot. If you could look straight into my eyes, Craig. Yes, as I thought, you've got a lazy eye. Try the best you can.
I'm really trying. I am.
Fantastic. Okay, so I'm shuffling the cards now, Craig. You remember what cards were, don't you, Craig? Paper, matte finish, numerical. Yes, I'm shuffling those. Say stop when you want me to stop, and that means I'll stop. Yes?
Stop.
Okay, so the card I've stopped on, I'm removing that card from the deck. That's your card for this trick, and this trick only. We mustn't forget that I'm the ultimate owner of the cards, Craig. You can't take them home. Is that clear, Craig? Now, Craig, I want you to recall your most embarrassing high school memory. Close your eyes. Think deeply. The Spectres are here, Craig. Excellent. Well done. Open your eyes.
They're open.
Divine. Okay. Now, the first card that comes to your mind, could you tell your mouth to say it, please?
Queen of Hearts.
Divine. The Spectres will look greatly upon you, Craig. Now, it's time for the final stage of the trick. Pull your trousers down for me, please, Craig.
Okay.
Check the cleft of your buttocks, Craig. There should be a card. Remember cards?
It's the Queen of Hearts!
And Craig, your most embarrassing high school memory was?
Oh my God! Yes! I got my trousers pulled down in the cafeteria!
What a great sport, Craig. I tell you what, one last trick for the road. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Nancy. Go on, say hello, love.
Hello.
Hi, Nancy. Close your eyes for me. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
9.
I was thinking of 6. 9 minus 6 is 3. That's the magic number. 3, 2, 1. Your daughter has disappeared. Divine.
What? No! Bring her back!
She's with the Spectres now, Craig. Thank you for being such a good sport.
Nancy!
The Spectres took me once, but I came back. It's Culture My Arts, with me, Frank Sod, fobbing you off to the Twitter desk with the youthy and young presenter.
Sup, guys? Some great tweets and Twitters to keep you Twittery tweeting. Tweety News hashtag 1. David Attenborough has finally joined Twitter, and his first tweets have been wowzers. Some of the fan favourites include Feeling Cute, Might Save the World, IDK. Had a blast at Chester Zoo today. Hashtag nature is healing. And his most popular contribution to the Twitter sphere, does anyone know how to delete internet history on iPhone 10? Tweety News, hashtag 2. Dwayne Johnson tweeted a tweet to ask the world for a nickname for his private parts. Naturally, the world cared a great deal. The results of the Twitter poll were as follows. In third place, Rock Hard. In second place, Dwayne's Johnson. And in first place, Spermy Mutt Spermface. Tweety News, hashtag 3. Quick Twittery announcement, as pop star Lou Baker tweety tweeted a clip of his new song, Mambo No. 6, the hotly anticipated sequel to Mambo No. 5. Check it out!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the castle, come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a first like I. badass tweet. A master speaker's talking team.
Sounds great! That was This Week in Twitter. Tweets!
Twitter. The masturbatory sock of the jobless, vacuous, and self-righteous. I've got an account myself. It's Culture My Arts. I'm Frank Sod. And, well, it looks like we're near the end of another series. It's been fun. I would say thank you, but what's the point? Many of you flat out fucking hate this show. That's no wonder. For there are many divines who are no good for the pulpit, but excellent in detecting the defects or excesses of those who preach. Perhaps what they find fault with may be moles that heighten the beauty of the face that bears them. And so I say vast is the risk to which they who record a comedy podcast expose thyself. For of all impossibilities, the greatest is to satisfy and please all. Is it fair that one who chances to paint a cock should write under it, "This is a cock," for fear it may be mistaken for a fox? Nay, to give expression to humour, to perform in a strain of graceful pleasantry, is the gift of great geniuses. For they who would make one take them for a fool is seldom one. 'Tis why the smartest of all characters are the clowns. I think that's the greatest thing anyone has ever said. Not that you care. No use doing something clever or inventive, is there? Tell you what we'll do. We'll just parody a universally familiar pop song. Yeah. But we'll make it weird and crap. Weird and crap. Just like we always do. Weird and crap. Weird and crap. Weird and crap. Weird and crap.
I said that comedy's bleak. 13 freaks do this weird ass podcast, make your internet weak. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're listening to some weird ass podcast. We are never gonna stop doing this weird ass podcast. Give me all the cash you got and fund this weird ass podcast. Cracking up, yeah, laughing hard. Diaphragm is extra large. Split the crowd and split them sides. Some of you like, but some of you scarred. You wanna howl, you wanna die. Keeping the scorn on people we jibe. Doubled up when we deride. Ridicule and satirize. Bust a gut, you're inside. Poking fun and making lights. We wanna make your cheeks all wet. Tears coming out of your eyes. We're gonna tease, you're gonna crease. Dying, laughing, make them deceased. CMA gonna come get you. Time of Death, Series 2. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're listening to some weird ass podcast. We are never gonna stop doing this weird ass podcast. Give me all the cash you got and fund this weird ass podcast. Need a knee slap, need a big joke by the funny gals and the weird blokes. With the quick quips and the whip fast, that podcast give me whiplash. It's so bad, don't we know it? But we're never gonna ever forego it. Being crass, we bestow it. Weird and crap, proudly show it. Puppy Cox, Willy Kazoo, Eleanor Thorne coming on through. Kwame King, Gilbert Guff, man, I'm loving the CMA stuff. But Fickle, Aunt Vicky, and Jerry Bitter are with me. When you get shuffled and up of the pod, you keep it on, you don't skip me. You got a fire that needs some stoking. You got a thought that needs provoking. Come on and mock all the kings we're poking. Do you want to smoke some of what we're smoking? We did a series 2, did a series 1. And even though they're done, we've just begun. We'll do a series 3 if you really want. If you sub to us on patreon.com/culturemyarts. No, seriously, it'll help us do a third series. What next? The last chorus. I've been Frank Sod. Ta. You're listening to some weird ass podcast. We are never gonna stop doing this weird ass podcast. Give me all the cash you got and fund this weird ass podcast. 'Cause we put out all the stops for this weird ass podcast. Never gone, headphones on, it's a weird ass podcast. Series 2, series 1 of this weird ass podcast. I'm talking wap, 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 that's a weird ass podcast. I'm talking wap, 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 that's a weird ass podcast. Never gone, headphones on.
talking WAP, WAP, WAP. That's a weird ass podcast.